Hello tonight. This is the Rockwire. CJ, Derek, Brad. All the new shit from the last 3 weeks that I can tolerate to bring you. It's been a rough 3 weeks, but you can check out our YouTube channel. We got the Jimmy Buffett final show, the Buffett tribute episode coming up. Is that loaded up yet, Derek?
I'm in the process. That's going to be very soon. Yes. I apologize. It's coming though. It'll be easy. It's going to take me one day and I'll get it knocked out.
What artist were you talking about?
Jimmy Buffett.
I don't know where I'm gonna go when the volcano blows.
Oh yes.
Oh God. No.
Brad's still doing the Jimmy Buffett show. So this episode's the new shit. So let me get two of my favorites out of the way right out of the gate. And then we'll see where the boys want to go. All right, here's the new one by Blink-182 one more time. And I just played this the first time. I played it. I didn't listen to it. And I thought, boy, this is not good. But it actually is good. But you need to listen to it. Listen to the lyrics. It is a very heartfelt written song. Blink-182 one more time.
Strangers.
Who's that?
From strangers into brothers.
It's not Mark. From
brothers into strangers once again.
It's not nasally Tom DeLonge. Is it Travis?
The whole world, but I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize my friends.
Is that how he got the paper cut on his finger? Holding a lyric or something?
That's his first one, CJ.
Well, he canceled 17 shows because he had a paper cut.
Older, but nothing's any different.
Maybe
right
that is
Mark. Feels the same, I wonder why.
I thought it was.
I wish they told us it shouldn't take a sickness or airplanes falling out the sky. Do I have to die to hear you miss me?
Do I
have to die to hear you say goodbye?
Travis' plane crash.
I don't want to act like
we got Mark's cancer.
I don't want to wait to do this one more time. One more time. One more. One more time. One more time. I miss you.
And I'm so sorry.
I admit it. It still hurts even
sorry.
After
different
all
song.
These years.
This is probably one of the best Blink-182 songs
I've
ever
heard
forever.
Ain't always gonna happen. I gotta say I love you while we're here.
How long were they on hiatus for?
There's
do
number
I
two there.
The first song I listened to after the
album
wasn't even close to
this
song.
One more time. One more. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more. One more time. One more time. One more time. I miss you.
that was good for what it was. It was a slow song, heartfelt, you know. Can't knock that, Jackass.
Yeah, no, I was expecting it to get punky and fast at some point. But it's really grown on me. It is a touching song.
Let's clarify your Jackass comment. Who are you calling a Jackass?
I was calling CJ Jackass.
Okay.
You called me a Jackass?
Yeah, because you said, oh, I don't know if I like this song. And, oh, well, it's growing on me. No. First out the gate, that was good. Jackass. Right.
So you can erase that number two comment, CJ, because I'm going to answer my own question. I asked how long they were on hiatus for. And it was actually 4 years. They announced they were done touring in 2005. And 4 years later, they reunited and started playing again.
That is awesome, Brad. That is what I'm looking for out of you.
So you could take that strike and stick.
Yeah, not much.
Turn that bitch sideways.
It's a very low bar.
Yo, candy ass.
All right, and I want to make sure we get to this song right here, because I just don't know if I like it or not.
This is about
you guys telling me if I'm allowed to like these two songs. So we have full permission for Blink 182.
Correct.
Now, this one is KK's Priest. Of course, we know KK thrown out of Judas Priest. They tried to sue him. They didn't want him using the priest word. He's with Ripper on this one. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ripper's doing vocals.
Ripper Owens.
And the song is called Strike of the Viper. Just reminds me of Karate Kid.
Just press play. Nobody wants to listen to you anymore.
Just press play.
Good
great album song. Cover.
Stupid name though. KK's Priest is dumb.
Okay, I know it has to come from Sweden to be power metal. I know.
Okay, I did listen to this one time. I didn't play it again. I think the music's pretty cool.
The drum cadence is awesome.
But yes, but the whole Strike of the Viper, the lyrics, I find a little, lame, dated. That's my own opinion.
Who could have thought that KK's Priest would sound dated?
Well, I don't know, Strike of the Viper. I don't know. I think I'm being too critical, am I? Are the lyrics awesome?
No, I think the lyrics are pretty hokey.
That's a good word. I agree with that.
So I saw a Riot 5 a couple months ago, and they were warming up in our area. So we'll say, you're up and play. And their music is very similar to this. But they had more meat to their vocals. There's so much more to it. And Todd Michael Hall.
Of the Viper. Singing.
All right, Derek. What do you think? What interests you of the remaining tracks?
Filthy Phil or Jesse James? What I want to hear Strike of the Match, Connie. But
all right, okay. So you know, this week I kind of felt like I was just picking songs that I was interested in hearing, as opposed to listening to hours of new music to try to find you the best.
You got a lot of good ones, actually. I'm interested in.
I feel like I'm kind of guilty of that this week, and I'll try to do better. But y'all know how.
Two of the three that I sent you are on there. So
this is your best week.
You know how much I love Phil Campbell and the Bastards. Here it is. Strike the Match. This fucking band, dude. They just ripped everything. I need to get this.
I think we played almost every song off this album.
No.
Listen to this shit.
Got a good opening stomp.
I like this singer's voice. Fuck the flip of periphery. You hear the voices in your head.
All right, Derek, I know you're going to rip on me for this, but this singer reminds me of a dirtier version of Britney Fox. Listen to his cadence, his tempo. Deeper range.
Okay, you saved yourself with that last comment. Now I can listen.
I can't hear it.
This is off the album Kings of the Asylum.
This is a good jam song. When we go into the chorus, it still keeps the jam going.
I think this is the song I like the best so far from this album.
It's good. Right there. They changed the tempo, but it doesn't. The speed isn't really altered that much. It doesn't. You know how I feel about that. This is a good chorus.
Burn it down right into a blazing solo.
Filthy?
Yeah.
Right? He's filthy, right? Yeah.
Dirty, even.
You can't love anybody with the nickname Filthy and like it. Oh, little breakdown here, Brad.
Keep on crushing that ride.
They need to come back strong, though.
Gotta build.
Let's build it and let's hit it hard. We're gonna hit it hard into the chorus. There you go. That's good. That's how it gets.
I know. This is just a well put together song.
It's a jam, man. I'm I haven't listened to this whole album.
This is the best song so far tonight.
The sad thing is I know which song Brad's going to pick next after I just picked a rockin' jammin' one.
Just going to I know where Brad's going.
No, okay.
Yep.
All right. I love this band. Same Queen. Think Push Up Bra. About to hit a tempo change here, though, Derek. Ready, here it comes.
I wish I knew what this song was about.
That's exactly what I was asking myself. I don't think she likes the girl in the pink push-up bra.
She makes fun of all that.
I find her annoying.
This is what the song's about right here. Oh, I thought you were gonna say, I don't hate anybody, but I fucking hate you.
Pink push-up daisy, pink push-up bra.
What? I like the push-up ice creams.
Oh yeah, those are orange.
Yeah, orange push-ups. Yeah. That's the ones I prefer.
I wish you'd sing about those. Yeah, Brad, you sent this. I watched the video and I...
Brad loves Scene
I never
Queen.
Thought about it again.
Oh, I do.
He can't lay off Scene Queen.
No, I was going to go with the number two band. But go ahead. Oh.
JJD.
Let's go right over there. Stitched Up Heart, Conquer and Divide.
I like this band. This
now band we've saw the Stitched Up Heart a few times. Good shows every time I see them.
Is this a chick singing?
Oh yeah.
Yep, chick singing.
Is that her on the cover?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not how she looks on stage. That's art. She's a...
What?
She's pretty normal on stage.
She's about 5 foot tall.
With 4 feet of long blonde hair.
Last time I saw her was blue.
Well, whatever color comes out in the bottle. And a black push-up bra. This is off their new album called To the Wolves.
like her voice and everything. I'm just, this song doesn't really do much for me.
Well, I think this is a rock ballad for them.
This is not Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
For this band, it is.
Lots of times I listen to songs I think would this be fun to listen to driving in your car. I don't know.
I just think it's a well-written song, kind of on the social comment and theory on humanity in general, the state of humanity.
I'm not saying it's a bad song, I just...
You know, it's not a driver.
Yeah, so I'm critical of things like that. But you could chill out and listen to it, you know. I come here with you boys. I'm ready to jack it up. I mean, I'm ready to get pumped up. That's what I mean.
So when we first started doing this podcast together, many, many eons ago, I brought their song called Boss. And Sully from Godsmack was on it. That song,
oh, yeah.
That song is a banger. And I'm like, wow. So I can appreciate the little change-up they've done. That's why I think this is more of a ballad.
I don't remember those shows. I was way too drunk.
Let me play this one for you because this is a banger.
I want to hear this one.
Listen. This isn't a Purple Haze. They didn't spend a lot, real long time on the lyrics, but goddamn it, it's a banger.
POD now, aren't they a Christian band? Supposedly, that's what they say about them.
That's what they say. I don't believe them.
Just because people are positive, they're not. Doesn't mean they're Christian, but this is POD featuring Randy Blythe from Lamb of God, right?
Yep, POD featuring that's Randy Blythe.
That's that guy that doesn't allow us to play their music.
Yeah, there's lots of those.
Yeah, Randy. Randy's coming in with the screamo on this.
That's cool.
The song is called Drop.
Is this the mosh pit song?
Yeah, this is the pit opener.
They're teasing it.
Little break, catch your breath. Get the circle shit going.
Yeah, they're circling now. Where's Randy?
Set fire to the system. Set fire to the mission.
Set
fire to the system.
There's Randy. This one's very new metal.
Pretty cool.
Oh, what do you guys think of that one?
I kind of like that.
Well, I have a hard time because when they went with when they did that collaboration with El Nino,
yeah,
that song was a banger. This ain't to that level. I mean, it'd be a decent song in the middle of a set. It's not gonna be a mosh pit song.
So they sing about a pink push-up thong or something for you?
Oh, make you happy? That could be their collaboration next. Oh, that might make it.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think this is the start the pit or keep the pit going song.
Yeah, I like how slow and kind of just pushing.
All right. So my favorite rock and roll singer going solo without my two favorite brothers from Georgia, Jesse James Dupri. Never gets old. Jesse's got a solo track out. It's Jesse James. Let's check it out. And this is it's a classic rocker.
Is it just him just kind of doing it, just putting out a song because the boys are on a hiatus or something?
The Whirlies are putting on roofs and making shit. Well, I don't know, but I've been sorry, told. Jeff.
I'm gonna break it down. Don't try to stop it. We walk and see. I like that jam just right there. Stop it. Just let it bleed.
Pour on the sugar. Never miss a beat. Pour on the sugar, let it bleed. Little. Little Rolling Stones references. So tune it up, snap it on, plug it in. Jesse James Dupri never
gets old. This is a good song to crank and just go driving down the highway. Let's make a scene. We built a fire
for our own gasoline. But keep it pumping. Brad, you know I'm right. So.
I'm just thinking, this guy's vocals don't mix match his body. I mean, I've been at the machine shop. I've had a few beers with this guy.
I thought this was the first time. Let's be honest. Jesse James Dupri is kind of vocals like Brian Johnson. But I can hear Jesse's voice starting to go a little bit on this one.
But I'm going to say, ZZ Top, the musical parts of this song, this band, this song here, reminds me of ZZ. The bluesy style. I want to rip on this song, but I really don't. Good song.
Never gets old making love and singing rock and roll. I used to do.
I gotta say, this is a very thing along, very listenable. This song would go over very well live. Never gonna be on top 40 active rock radio.
Will Jacko play that live, you think?
I think they might. If Jesse wants them to, they will.
Oh,
look at that. Shit. I only got one more. I guess
Seven
I
minutes.
Only got one more.
We can't Let's play go. Them. They bailed on Kevin.
Oh, he was so mad that night. He declared that they would never play his club again. But they
had two sold out shows, didn't they?
But,
wait,
but
what
they,
happened?
But they did.
It, real quick, what happened? We got 7 minutes. There's 3 minutes of the song. So what?
The band was there. The equipment was on stage.
What band? What band?
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. This
was
is
where.
Machine shop.
Okay, Machine Shop. Now what happened?
The legendary place of rock and roll.
Then Wes called and canceled. He's not coming. He's not getting on the plane. The man's already there.
Jesus,
he ain't coming.
How long ago was that?
A month ago. Oh, Jesus, it was a month ago. This is years ago. But whatever.
No,
they did it again.
No, they were just supposed to play there.
Oh, okay.
This is Puddle of Mud. Let's hear.
Let's hear. We gotta get our story straight on that. I know this happened a long time ago. How have it happened again?
Cash and Cobain. Is this about Johnny Cash and Kurt Cobain?
Absolutely. Puddle of Mud, Cash and Cobain. Off the album Ubiquitous.
Street, listening to Bradley, so I strap shoes on my feet, dip into the ocean, try to clean my soul, with a little bit of country, it's a multi-time rock and roll, can you feel me now? Yeah, baby, it's magical now.
This is weird.
Oh, hold on.
I kind of like it.
It gets better. It's magical, like cash and gold.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, now we're kicking it in a little bit.
I never looked at Puddle of Mud as much as like a hard rock. They're more like just kind of rock, I guess, right?
Yeah,
they're never super heavy. It's just a rock band.
Swimming through the clouds now, on a crazy train, moving to the country with the president of USA. Promised land, but all that time, if you die trying, baby, come take my hand. Feel me like cash and Cobain, then just fade away. Do not resist.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of neat. Neato.
What a fucking nerd. I do say neato sometimes too, and I feel like a nerd.
So I've seen Puddle Mud twice, and the second time he brought his son out there to play that song Blurry.
And his How do son you do?
Played the son played the opening riff of the song, which was awesome.
He did well then.
Cool. Oh, it was pretty cool.
Living the good life in that old school.
Did you see Dave Mustaine getting that little pissing match with a fan who said he could play better than Dave?
No.
Oh. Oh.
What band?
Megadeth. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
I know who he is. What's the band though? Getting the tiff with.
Oh no, just some guy in the crowd. Just some drunk in the crowd. You know how Dave gets. You really think you can play better than me?
He's an egotistical bastard. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. This is what happens when cousins fuck. Yeah.
Oh, damn. All right.
Dave needs to chill out.
I got the breaking news here.
Break it.
Well, I mean, it's old news now, but it says Puddle of Mud has canceled all their upcoming concerts, including September 15th and 16th at the Machine Shop. This COVID. Is not due to circumstances beyond our control of this cancellation. It's 100% Wes. The Machine Shop, his band, and everybody involved is very disappointed. Released September 12th, 2023.
That guy's a mess. Is he just a druggie drunk or what?
I thought he was all cleaned up and done with this Axl Rose bullshit.
Even Axl Rose didn't cancel that many shows.
He reminds me of Janie Lane. Somebody that's just drunk out of their mind.
Oh, you might be right, Janie. Certainly he could never kick it, could he?
No.
Wes, you're a little bitch with your head on backwards all the time.
Maybe Wes got raped like Janie did.
Jesus Christ. That turned dark. I want to know who it was that put it to Janie.
Well, Tommy Lee.
Oh God, no! I hope not.
Well, as soon as I'm off the rails. You know what? We're so close to the end. I gotta shut this down. I was gonna go into the Blue Mountain Rock Festival. That was such an abortion. Speaking of shows getting canceled, check out Tank the Tech. Tank the Tech's channel lays it out very nicely. Great story. That's the Rockwire. Hope we played some songs you dug. Yeah.